E-bike batteries can be finicky. They're often made of lithium and can overheat if left charging unattended for extended periods of time. Not only this, but they're incredibly difficult to recycle. That's because lithium-ion batteries cannot be safely thrown away, and the materials in them are too precious to be tossed in a landfill. With state and local incentives to get more Colorado residents onto e-bikes, what to do about the batteries is a looming dilemma. Local bike shops are already finding themselves in the middle of this complicated recycling stream. May Blue Otter is the general manager of Small Planet E-Bikes in Longmont. She says they rely on outsourcing when customers come in constantly asking for help with recycling or refurbishing their lithium-ion batteries.
We kind of fall on High C or Call to Recycle or Batteries Plus to do our recycling for us because we have no avenue at this moment that doesn't cost us a large amount of money, because usually we cover the cost of that pickup and drop off, which means we have to pay for not only the gas of the vehicle that we're driving, but for the time that that employee is taking, and that's taking people away from our shop.
Blue Otter does what she can to help folks with battery-related questions. Blue Otter is a trained geologist and, as a result, understands the chemistry and other scientific components behind lithium-ion batteries.
With overcharging lithium, if your battery management system is not working correctly, your battery will get super excited, keeping it plugged in. It's just going to take on that energy, and eventually it's going to expand, and your battery will basically burp, and it will be unusable.
She says that, as with cell phones, 4 to 6 hours is plenty, and that charging for more than 8 hours at a time can reduce overall battery life. Exposure to extreme temperatures can also wear batteries out faster. Back over in Boulder, the e-bike fleet at the Boulder B-Cycle Bike Sharing Program deals with heavy use in Colorado weather. Boulder B-Cycle General Manager Kevin Krause says that high-quality batteries cost more upfront, but it was a conscientious investment made when transitioning the fleet to all electric in 2021. Boulder B-Cycle sticks to one battery brand that they feel is reliable and high quality: Bosch batteries. They have Underwriter Laboratory certification, which means that they have been tested to meet nationally recognized safety standards.
They certainly can be more expensive to have third-party testing and verification, but what we gain out of it is a much greater sense of security, both that the battery is going to operate as it should without error, but also that's going to have a long lifespan.
All bikes in the B-Cycle fleet have batteries mounted externally on a rear rack, as opposed to being installed internally. Some of the more affordable e-bike models on the market have batteries embedded in the frames, meaning when the battery dies, the entire bike no longer functions as intended. Krause says due to their novelty, many people now looking to purchase an e-bike may not have these details in mind.
Most people are still buying an e-bike for the first time. They're not yet several years down the road needing to replace the battery of the e-bike they bought. And my hope is that the more that e-bikes are familiar to the general public, the more people will think of its maintenance and repairability long-term.
Despite these complications, B-Cycle's Krause sees a hopeful future for e-bikes, even though they have a larger environmental footprint than a conventional pedal-powered bike.
E-bikes have been shown to basically get more people out on a bike more often for farther trips, and as long as some of those trips are helping to displace gas-powered trips, then it should be a large environmental win.
Krause thinks that the more the bike industry as a whole embraces larger recycling programs like Call to Recycle or Hungry for Batteries, the easier it'll be to incorporate that cost into the price of the bike up front. He also says recycling a battery on a case-by-case basis is probably the most costly way of doing it. That's why they chose to pay for recycling fees ahead of time through the Call to Recycle program.
We're able to send them through the mail. They use a different system for just regular end-of-life batteries versus any that have sustained any kind of damage. And so we're able to send them in different packages based on how Call to Recycle classifies those.
During both conversations, Blue Otter and Krause brought up Call to Recycle. The nonprofit is well known in the e-bike distributor community. It has thousands of battery drop-off locations across the United States and kickstarted a Hungry for Batteries campaign that focuses specifically on e-bike battery disposal. Eric Fredrickson is the vice president of operations at Call to Recycle. He sees the barriers to e-bike battery recycling and says his organization is working to break some of them down.
when you've got batteries that are in the hands of consumers or in the hands of bike shops, there's a whole new degree of complexity from a transportation logistics standpoint, safety standpoint, and from a compliance and regulations standpoint. That's really Calder Recycle's core competency, is taking back things that are in the hands of consumers.
He says there aren't a lot of organizations doing broad take-back programs in the battery recycling space, and that there is generally more cost associated with re-aggregating batteries than there is in the value of the materials themselves. They have a network of nearly 1,900 bike shops, and they're all required to take a battery handling training before being taken into the Call to Recycling fold.
It seems a little counterintuitive to broad collection that you would want to limit who can participate in your program. But in reality, if you're allowing untrained sites and individuals to participate in the program, you start to jeopardize the well-being and health of the entire program.
The recycling process is multifaceted, but Fredrickson breaks it down into a handful of steps.
So you ship the batteries, you then sort them and check them in. They are then sent to the nearest recycler. Typically, shredding is the first step. After you shred the batteries, you start to separate out the plastic. You separate out the metals of value. So those refined metals are now a product that can be sent directly back into manufacturing systems.
Back at Small Planet E-Bikes, May Blue Otter says bike shops can play a role in recycling batteries if given the resources, like in the form of grants.
It would have to be on some form of state level, because Colorado's vast, but it's not big. It can happen. And if it's not at the state level, the counties and cities are not going to get the support that they need for this system.
She hopes battery recycling initiatives continue to grow, especially for the environment's sake.
I'm from Utah. I'm Northern Ute, and we're keepers of the earth. I would love to see more sustainability and to see our skies a little bit brighter and see this lovely homeland of mine be taken care of.
E-bikes have taken center stage as Colorado continues to appear forward-thinking toward greener and more sustainable transportation options. Ultimately, the journey toward integrating e-bikes into our daily lives involves more than simply adopting a new mode of transport, and business owners and battery collection organizations agree it will take a collective effort to provide safer and more accessible methods of lithium-ion battery recycling. For KGNU and Report for America, I'm Jackie Sedley.